Monkey Man. Hold on. Monkey Man. It's not about a monkey. It's the name of the movie. Dave Patel. We know him almost 20 years ago. Slumdog Millionaire. Won the Oscar. He was one of the main stars, a young kid. And 8 Oscars won that movie, including Best Picture. And now he's a grown up, 33 years old. He's been trying to produce this movie. He had an idea. He had this story. Nobody wanted to deal with it. Nobody wanted to do it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to write it. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to direct it. I find the funding, $10 million. And this is like, when you see the trailers, this is the new John Wick. Everybody compared it because no matter what, it's always a fighting revenge movie. It's going to be John Wick. Even so, John Wick wasn't the first one, you know, on that gender. But it doesn't matter. Is it good? It's a small budget, but it's a good movie? Or it's one of those movies that just wait for the streaming? $10 million? He does everything for first time. I'm Frankie D, you and your reviews. Don't forget to subscribe. Give me a like if you can. Here we go. Dave Patel, I like the actor. This could be one of the breaking. Oh, just make it for him. And sometimes in the careers of people, they just have one shot of what they really want to do. It happened a long time ago. Sylvester Stallone in 1977 with Rocky. He just small actor, they do little stupid things, little movies there, and just he have an idea. He just wanna do it, he wrote it, he sold it to the studios with the condition he gonna do it. He gonna be the main actor. Look at what happened. Rocky, one of the biggest movies of all time, winning an Oscar and everything on it. And this, I don't say he's gonna win an Oscar, but this is a kind of movie that's an action movie. It's something that he doesn't do much of those. It's 2 hours, an hour and 55 minutes. Technically 2 hours. It should be cut at 50 minutes. And especially in the first hour, which is trying to tell the story and what's going on and the legends or the Monkey Man and the Indian. I like it that he used technically 90%, 95%, all the cast are Indians, and they do a lot of subtitles to try to make it very real. It talk about the story. It's a lot of things that how he grew up. The story is based on the grandfather when he telling the story of the Monkey Man and the legend of the Monkey Man and what it is. This is a revenge of the movie. I don't want to tell you much of the story because I don't want to break any rules that kind of surprise you. The basic story is a revenge movie, and you're going to know it because little by little of what happened in the movie, they're going to start doing flashbacks until in the middle of the movie, around in the last 45 minutes, and when you start everything clipping on, and it's a big flashback of the real story, they really know why you know he is the revenge, why he want to do what he want to do, and the way he want to do it. And it's just, the fighting is very well coordinated. I had a problem, and especially in the first hour when they send some of the fighters, which is not much of the fighters. I think they promote that movie like it's constantly a John Wick movie. It's not, it's a different story, even so they had some fighting kind of style. But the first hour, especially some of the fighting, some of the action scene, they handheld the camera shake too much. I mean, I know it's a new thing now, they shake it, but to be honest, it bothered a lot of people. I don't know why they keep doing that. It's just, it really, not like it's making nauseous or anything, but it just, it distracts you in the way they shake the movie because, and the camera. But other than that, most of the sequels have been done, very well done. The last 45 minutes, which is, it started the movie, started getting in the end, and why he getting there, and trying to close that revenge that he want to do. The fighting are very well coordinated, very well done, very well directed. I think he just, and the way that he plays the camera is very good. I like the angles and sometimes what he done. And at the same time, how he just revolved the story in how it's just with the flashback. And sometimes the flashbacks are well, in movies, they're not well placed. This one was well placed, well timed. He's amazing. He's awesome. It's a simple story, but it's a revenge story, what you know. And it's a go, a must go, or don't go. And to be honest, $10 million, a budget that he's just fighting to make it, it's a must go, guys. You're going to enjoy it. This is a great movie with a no Hollywood ending. And that's what I like in the way it ends. No, that kind of Hollywood ending. Would that tell you what happened? It's just, it could be khaki. It could be just one of those, oh, God, it had to go that way. But it didn't go that way. And I like it in the way it ended. I think he did, Dev Patel did an absolutely great movie, a jewel for $10 million. I see some of the interviews of him. He's telling, he said they were running the money, they were running in the budget, they were doing it in the time of the COVID. And it was a time that the camera broke and they couldn't waste any time. They couldn't go and do a fix the camera and do it tomorrow. So he grabbed the iPhone and started shooting some part with the iPhone and just edit later. He injured his hands on the first day of the fighting scene. And he had to go fly all the way to the United States, put it in a needle or a screw, whatever they had to do. And he had to work the whole movie with the pain in that way because he couldn't afford, they delayed the movie because they were on the budget and they barely made the budget. I mean, it's a great movie, it's a great story. It's well directed, well acted, and it's worth it to see in the theater with people. It's a popcorn movie. It's going to do a great box office because Godzilla is going to still be number one. This could fight to number two. Even so, there is some few other movies, special horror movies. But I hope it does well because he deserves it. It's a must go, guys. You're going to have fun. You're going to have entertainment. And this is not a John Wick, but it's a kind of style or John Wick style. You agree with me? Do you like it, what I see, what you saw? Give me a like. If you don't, just tell me why you didn't like the movie or just what you thought. It's just barely streaming. Give me down. Until the next time, support your tier, support your movie, support your video games, support your podcast, support these fat guys. Hit my face with your unsubscribe. The other reviews here. Until the next time, stay safe. Thank you and ciao.